Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on the Hot Pants Framework, where we're rebuilding a jungle and old-school DNB drop with that raw swing, pressure, and attitude that makes the style hit so hard. The big idea here is simple. We're not trying to copy a record exactly. We're decoding the energy. That means breakbeat movement, bass that answers the drums, short arrangement jolts, and enough variation to keep the drop alive from bar to bar. In this lesson, we're going to build a 16-bar drop that feels like a modern jungle slash old-school DNB hybrid. So you'll hear chopped breaks, a sub-led bass line with a mid-layer, a few transition effects, and a drop structure that evolves instead of looping flat. If you've ever had a drum and bass idea that sounded good but didn't quite feel like a record, this is probably why. In jungle and darker DNB, groove is everything. Loudness alone won't save it. The drums have to breathe. The bass has to leave space, and the arrangement has to keep nudging forward. First thing, get a reference track in your session. It can be a full tune or just an 8 to 16 bar drop that has the vibe you want. Old school jungle, rolling DNB, darker break, heavy bass music, whatever gets you into the right lane. Drop it into an audio track, warp it lightly if needed, and use it to study structure, not to obsess over exact sound matching. Now map the drop in 4 bar chunks. Think of it like this. The first 4 bars establish the groove, the next 4 bars add variation, the third section adds density or a callback, and the last section gives you a fill, switch up, or lead out. That phrasing is a huge part of the style. If the first 4 bars don't lock in the pocket, the rest of the drop won't land properly. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. A really solid starting point is 172 BPM, if you want that classic pressure without going too fast. Now let's build the drums. And this is important. Build around the break, not around a kick and snare from scratch. Create a MIDI track, load drum rack, and start organizing your core break slices. Put in your main break, maybe the kick reinforcement, a snare layer, hat or ride layer, some ghost percussion, and maybe one extra texture hit or rim shot. If you're using a break like an Amen or anything in that family, keep the original feel intact. Don't over-read it every transient. The human swing is the whole point. A lot of people accidentally kill the vibe by making the break too perfect. Jungle doesn't want perfect. It wants personality. Use simpler in slice mode or manually drag slices into drum rack if that feels more controlled. Then clean things up with a Q8 and a little saturator if needed. A good starting move is to high-pass most of the break layers somewhere around 80 to 120 HC so they're not fighting the sub. Then use gentle saturation, maybe 2 to 5 dB of drive, just to add some grit and weight. Now program a 1 or 2 bar drum loop that actually breathes. Don't fill every 16th note. Let some space exist. That space is where the bass can answer and where the groove gets its bounce. A strong jungle break usually has a backbeat that feels solid, a few ghost notes around the snare, a couple of kick accents that don't fight the sub, and some hats or percussion taps that push the rhythm forward. Use velocity as part of the groove. Make the main snare hit hard, maybe 110 to 127 velocity. Keep ghost notes softer around 25 to 60, and let hats sit in the middle so they support the pocket instead of dominating it. If the break feels too stiff, bring in groove pool swing from a sampled groove or an MPC-style shuffle. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to turn it into a house loop. Just enough movement to make the drums feel played, not drawn. Once the basic break is working, resample it. This is a really useful move in DNB because it lets you commit the groove into a single audio loop that feels more like a record. Route the drum loop to a new audio track and print 4 bars. On that resampled drum track, add EQA to clean up mud, drum bus for punch and body, glue compressor for cohesion, and maybe a little more saturator if it needs edge. A light touch goes a long way here. You're not trying to crush the drums. You're just giving them some finished character. For drum bus, keep the drive modest. For glue compressor, something like a 2:1 ratio with a medium attack and auto or fairly quick release can tighten things up nicely. The point is to make the break feel like one solid performance rather than a pile of slices. Now let's move to the bass. In this style, the bass should be phrased, not just held. That means short bursts, clear answers, and space between notes. Load up operator, wave-eatable, or even analog if you want to keep it simple. A great setup is a clean sub layer plus a mid layer with a reese or filtered saw tone. For the sub, keep it simple, use a sine wave, keep it mono, keep it clean, and use short note lengths. Don't widen it, don't make it fancy. Its job is to hold down the low end and stay solid. For the mid layer, use wave-eatable with a saw-based source or a controlled reese tone. Keep the filter above the sub range, usually above 120 Hz, and don't overdo the unison. If the mid layer gets too wide or too thick, it starts smearing the drums. You want presence, not fog. Write the bass in short phrases, maybe 1/8 or 1/16 bursts, with rests in between. That's where the call and response feeling comes from. The break says something, then the bass answers it. That conversation is a huge part of jungle and old school DNB. A good trick is to make sure the bass feels like it's reacting to the snare or one of the key drum accents. If the bass is constantly playing over everything, the groove starts to flatten out. Shorten the notes, leave gaps, and let the drums breathe. If you want slides, use a subtle amount of glide or portamento, maybe 20 to 60 milliseconds. Just enough to add movement. And if the bass feels too static, automate the filter cutoff so the sound evolves across the phrase instead of just sitting there. Now process the bass like a proper DNB bass chain. Keep the sub centered and mono with utility at 0% width. Use gentle saturation if you need the sub to translate better on smaller systems. For the mid layer, add a little more aggression if necessary with amp, overdrive or saturator, and use EQA to keep low rumble out of the way. A really good move here is to resample one or two bars of the bass once it's working. Audio gives you way more control. You can chop the tails, reverse a hit, automate a filter move, or throw in a tiny delay accent on a single stab. Jungle-style music often gets better the moment you stop treating everything like it has to stay MIDI forever. Now we start shaping the actual drop arrangement. Build it as two 8-bar statements. For the first 8 bars, keep it focused. Bars 1 and 2 should establish the groove hard. Bars 3 and 4 can add a bass answer or a little extra hat movement. Bars 5 and 6 can bring in a small fill or break variation. Bars 7 and 8 should briefly pull something back, so the next section has somewhere to go. For the second 8 bars, add evolution. Maybe a new percussion layer. Maybe an extra ghost note. Maybe a ride pattern. Maybe a bass variation with a different note ending. The idea is that the listener should feel the section progressing, not just looping. A useful way to think about it is in energy lanes. One layer drives motion, one hits the backbeat, one fills the top edge, and one creates tension. If two layers are doing the same job, mute one. That alone can clean up the whole drop. Now add effects, but use them like punctuation, not decoration. In this style, effects work best when they support the rhythm. A short reverse before a snare hit, a quick reverb throw on a fill, a tiny echo on a bass stab, a filter sweep right before a switch up. Keep it functional. Auto filter is great for movement on the bass or break. Reverb and echo are great on transition moments. Utility helps you check mono. Vinyl distortion or erosion can add grime if you want a rougher texture. Just don't wash out the groove. The drop should still feel rhythm first. One really important mix step. Lock the low end. Make sure the sub dominates below around 80 to 100 Hz. Keep the break and mid bass out of that area as much as possible. If the snare is getting buried, give it some presence around 2 to 5 Khz. If the hats or break top end are getting sharp, a gentle cut around 7 to 10 Khz can help. Also, mono check the low end early. If your bass falls apart in mono, the stereo layer is too wide or facey. Fix that before moving on. The low end in DNB has to feel strong and stable, especially if you want it to hit on bigger systems. A lot of people make the mistake of making every layer too loud and too distorted. Don't do that. Distort the mid-bass if you want aggression. Use light saturation on the drums if you want more punch. Keep the sub clean and controlled. That's how you get power without turning the mix into mush. If you want a really good practice move, try this. Build a 4-bar loop with one break, one sub, and one bass phrase. Then duplicate it and change only one thing in the second half. Maybe a bass note ending. Maybe a ghost snare. Maybe a filter move. Maybe a fill hit. If that one small change makes the whole loop feel alive, you're on the right track. And here's a coach-style tip that matters a lot. Test the drop at low volume. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, the arrangement probably needs more contrast. At a quieter level, you should still be able to read the kick, snare, and bass rhythm clearly. That's how you know the structure is working, not just the volume. Some common mistakes to avoid: over-editing the break so hard that the swing disappears, making the bass too long so it fights the drums, widening the sub, putting distortion on everything, and forgetting to vary the arrangement every few bars. Even one tiny fill or mute can do a lot. A few advanced moves if you want to push it further: split the break into separate roll-based layers, like kick-heavy slices, sear-heavy slices, and high-end texture slices, then process each one differently, or alternate a clean bar and a dirtier bar using extra saturation or filtering. That contrast can make the drop feel sampled and alive. You can also write the bass like a conversation instead of a loop. Make one motif short and punchy, and another motif a little longer and more sliding. Alternate them every two or four bars. That gives the bass more personality without crowding the arrangement. For your homework, try building a 32-bar Jungle DNB sketch using this approach, but with one rule: no two 8-bar blocks can use the exact same drum and bass arrangement. Keep the sub simple and mono. Use at least one resampled audio moment, make one section sparser than the others, and use at least three automation moves total. Then bounce it and listen away from the screen. If it still hits without staring at the session, that's a really good sign.